time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Ooh, it is tea time, and this is some good tea. Saturday night, Selena Gomez had a rare run-in with her ex-boyfriend's wifey, Hailey Bieber. So here's what went down. They were both at Craig's in West Hollywood. Hailey's there with her girl, Madison Beer. Selena also there. They did not interact at all, but you know their people were like, Hailey's in the corner. 12 o'clock, Selena.
Hey, somebody call the paparazzi. Tell them.
Exactly. Please. Now, Craig's is a hot spot in West Hollywood. Lots of celebrities are always spotted. Justin Bieber, noticeably absent. So this got out all over social media, and their fans have gone absolutely crazy. And I've said this before, and everyone, it's not just Selena Gomez, her fans, but they are some of the meanest. Like, teenagers can be the worst.
They don't even realize what they're saying.
Swifties can be the same way, and like, whatever, Lovatix, all of them. But they were just hating, like sending so much hate and like, ugh, both ways. I'm sure Bieber's fans were doing the same way. And so Selena took to social media saying, look, you guys, this is disgusting. Stop spreading so much hate. So that's the thing. I'm like, if your quote unquote queen is telling you guys to knock it off, knock it off. Because there's thousands of comments.
No,
like,
queen,
hate.
You don't know what you need. We'll protect you.
Exactly. So, but it was kind of awkward AF, so to speak. Well, Harry Styles sat down revealing his favorite body parts on ladies.
What are your three favorite body parts on a woman?
Eyes, smile, character.
What's a lie you recently told?
I wanted to play this game.
I love him. He also went on to say his celebrity crush, Jen Aniston. Ooh, into the older ladies.
I was going to say, get your stuff.
I like that a lot. Well, some really sad news. My 9-year-old was all over this tea. Jeffree Star announced some sad news to his fans. He and his boyfriend, Nathan, have called it quits.
Hey, guys. I don't even know how to do this intro. I never thought the day would come where I'd be sitting here talking about this. We've tried to film this 10 times now, and I've cried every single time, and we are a few weeks of me and Nathan no longer being together, and I don't even know where to begin.
Well,
Joe, you know, I think they bought a house in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Isn't that where you lived, Joe?
I did live in Grand Rapids for like 7 years. It's where I met my wife, Lindsay.
Were you their neighbor?
No, I don't think I could afford to live where they lived.
Dang, I know. Jeffree Star is just next level. He went on to say he's just so sad and that Nathan was the only man who ever was confident enough to love him in public. They just went through it with the death of their dog. Nathan's brother had a seizure, and he's very honest on YouTube. So, of course, we wish them both the very best. Gwyneth Paltrow's vajayjay-scented candle on Goop has officially sold out.
Oh, wow.
I know, right? $75 for a candle that smells like what? I'm telling you, though, it's already sold out. People are insane for it, and it's just a mix of, like, geranium. It's a little citrus, a little in the mix. It started as a joke, and then she created it, and people have gone bonkers for it.
So is she saying that's the actual smell?
Of hers, yeah.
$75?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I found a candle that I wanted to get. It was like it had like cannabis in it, which was interesting. It just hit shelves, but it was $20. And I was like, I felt like I was splurging on that. And it was like a vanilla rich. It's supposed to be calming. But this one, woo, $75. Would you try it?
No.
If you could get it for free, would you want it?
Yes, but could you imagine other celebrities like, oh, this candle smells like mine? I'm like, sure it doesn't. Oh. Like, what does a Britney Spears candle smell like? Tell me this. Monday motivation coming up next here on Joe and McKenzie. We like to get some positive stories, and boom, we hit you right across the face with them, but like gently, like a fish. Okay, that sounds aggressive. Monday motivation is coming up in less than 10 minutes. We are Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.